Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled Authentic Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 37 through 38. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is my mother's 82nd birthday. She was born in 1939, and she's in very good health. It's kind of ironic that this gospel would be presented to us, or to me in particular, on the birthday of my mother. She and my father taught me much about love and really guided my own moral upbringing. And so when I'm presented with this gospel today, it appears to be a difficult teaching of Jesus, but I think as you reflect over it and properly understand it, it's clear that it helps us to keep our relationship with God and with our family and friends correctly in order, according to love and truth. Following this command will never result in a lack of love for family. No, not at all. Rather, it will help us to love solely with the heart of Jesus Christ. Of course, this same truth applies to every relationship that we have in life, our friends, our colleagues, and even our relationship to society as a whole. More and more, there are those who demand of us that we support them in behaviors that are really wrong and contrary to the will of God. We are told that if we oppose their choices that they make, then we are being judgmental and hateful and even racist. But this is exactly what Jesus is speaking about. If we choose to love others more than God and His will, meaning if our first priority is to make people feel supported in their sinfulness and confused decisions that they make, then we're not actually loving them at all, at least not with the same love of God. Instead, we are prioritizing their immorality, their sinfulness, over the truth they so desperately need to know so as to be set free and to enter into an authentic relationship of love with a God of all truth. Today we reflect over true love. Love is only true when it is grounded and centered in God, and everything that God has set forth. And so we reflect on our own relationships, especially with family and those who are close to us. And we might wonder if we love them with the same love that God loves us. Does your love remain firmly rooted in the will of God, or do we at times choose to compromise the truths of faith so as to appease those who are misguided? Kindness and gentleness, compassion, must always be present. But truth must also be just as present and must be the foundation of every virtue we exercise in our relationship with others. Jesus said to love God, to love ourselves, to love others, and also to love our enemies. And so we are not afraid to love others exclusively with the mind and heart of God, Doing so is the only way to have true love for everyone in our life, so as to help save their souls through the grace of the Holy Spirit. As we go about our day today, let us reflect deeply over love and how we are graced to love others because God has first loved us. So we love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, so that we can love others with the same sort of unconditionality. May God bless you today as you continue to do His will among His holy people.